And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. They are still calling out starting lineups here for the Mammoth Spring Bears, but we've about got them called out here. Starting lineup will go as follows. Looks like Cray, he is questionable in this ball game. He will probably have limited minutes if he plays very much at all tonight. But I kind of talked to Coach Godwin about him being a key offensive player on the floor. And the Bears will struggle on offense, keeping control of the ball without Cray there. So kind of a big game tonight, but at the same time, you want to have him for conference play coming down the road here in the next few weeks. So Cray limited tonight. He's questionable throughout the game, and we'll keep you updated on any injuries as we know about them. So again, it'll go Nathaniel Rogers, Blake Rogers, Gavin Bonney, Cray, Braden Cray, and Andrew Jones, all starting tonight here for the Mammoth Spring Bears. It'll be Gavin Bonney for the tip-off. Wren is going to jump for the Melbourne Bearcats. Wren going to get the jump here for Melbourne. And the ball is up. Looks like it's going to be thrown out of bounds. I don't know if they have to re-tip that one or not. Way big old tip. And it will be thrown out of bounds by, I guess, Melbourne. And so Bears will get the basketball here to start the ball game. Clock isn't even off of 8 minutes. So Nathaniel Rogers going to pass in the basketball here to Cray. Cray is kind of limping on that foot. Coach said he dislocated it in practice and kind of put it back in, so he is limited tonight. Melbourne going to get the steal, number 30 with it. That is Gunther, and he's going to have the first 2 points of the ballgame. Stole it right away from him. So Cray with the basketball here. Cray going to skip it up. I'm not sure where that one was going. It's going to sail out of bounds, and Coach Godwin already going to make a change here. Cray's going to sit down. It'll look like Odell going to come in here. 7:41 to play in the first quarter. Melbourne basketball, they lead it 2-0. That's going to be Miller bringing it up the floor here for Melbourne. Miller at the top of the key. Gives it over to number 20. I can't catch his number in the corner. Back over to Miller now. Miller gives it over to number 23. That's who he gave it to in the corner. That is Griffin. Griffin outside here. Griffin tries to give it over to number 3, Wren, and his offensive man wasn't there. He gets the ball back, though, and it looks like the Bears almost had a chance to steal it away again. Number 33 with it now. That is Sanders. Sanders going to give it back over to Miller. Miller back over to number 30. That is Gunther. Gunther gives it back to Miller. Miller down low to number 23, Griffin. Griffin going to put up a shot, no good. They get the offensive rebound. Number 30 going to try a shot, that no good. And it'll be pulled down here by Mammoth Spring. Number 30, that was Gunther with the shot, and he has the first 2 points of the game. But that shot no good. Gavin Body brought the ball at the floor. He turned it over after a walk, and it will be Lady, or it's not Lady Bear basketball. It'll be Bear basketball here with 6:49 to play in the first quarter. And if you're just joining us, we concluded the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears game. They lost to Melbourne 63-46. It was a lot closer game than the score indicates. Great game. Missed a good ball game if you missed out on that one. 6:48 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 our score. Miller with it. Miller near the MS logo at midfloor. Give it over to number 23, Griffin. Gets stolen away by Andrew Jones, and now Cray re-enters the ballgame here for Mammoth Spring. Body with it. He's been in the ballgame on defense here. Cray with the basketball. Cray looking for help. He tried to get it to Odell, but he's not going to. Cray keeps it, though. Cray near the midcourt line. He needs some help. Cray gets it over to Gavin Body. They're on the floor for it now. Cray gets it back. Cray, and they're going to call. What did they call? I guess an offensive foul. No, a timeout call by Seth Godwin here. They wanted to talk things over here. Not a very good start for the Mammoth Spring Bears. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Turned up the wrong mic. Back here in the Mammoth Spring High School, 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears trailing by 2 to the Melbourne Bearcats, and it will be Bear basketball here. They'll give it in to Cray. Cray, again, is limited tonight on minutes. Want to make sure they can keep him in the game. He is a little bit injured, questionable throughout the game tonight. Again, we'll keep you updated on that throughout the evening. It is Blake Rogers with the basketball now for Mammoth Spring. He picks up his dribble, gives it over to Cray. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter now. Cray with it at the top of the key, gives it over to Andrew Jones near the free throw line. Jones gets it stolen away by number 30. That is Gunther, and he's going to get foul. Oh, no, they're going to call. Looks like it's just going to roll out of bounds here. I didn't see it go out of bounds, but it's going to be Bear basketball nonetheless. Gunther had a wide open layup, lets it roll out of bounds, and now it's Bears basketball. Body with it here. Body needs help, gets across the timeline to Andrew Jones. Jones gives it outside to Nathaniel Rogers, puts up a three off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it outside to Cray. He's going to try a three, no good, and they're going to call a foul here under the basket. That foul called on number 32, Andrew Jones. That is his first foul of the night. And that is Mammoth Springs' first foul as well. It will be Bearcat basketball. 5:35 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 our score. Number 12 will bring it up here. That's Miller. Miller will give it over to Griffin. Griffin over to number 23. Or excuse me, 23 is Griffin. Number 30 is Gunther. Gunther drives inside. His shot no good. Pulled down by Gavin Boddy on defense for Mammoth Spring. Here we go. 5:15 to play in the first quarter. He gives it over to Cray. Melbourne putting on a full-court press here. A half-court trap, really. They give it back over to Cray. Cray gives it over to Andrew Jones. Jones gives it over to Boddy. Boddy thought about a three. Drives inside. His layup deflected out of bounds. They're going to call a foul on the shot. Melbourne fans don't like that one. And Gavin Boddy going to get two at the line here. 5:02 to play in the first quarter. That foul called on number three. That is Wren, and it's his first foul of the game. So Gavin Boddy going to get two free throws at the line. 2-0 our score. Melbourne leads with 5:02 to play in the first quarter. Boddy's first one up on the way, and he misses it. Boddy has one more coming here. Body's second shot up on the way, and it's no good. Pulled down by number three, Wren. Wren will give it over to Miller to bring it up the floor here. He gives it over to number 30. That is Gunther. Gunther gives it over to number 33, Sanders. Sanders back over to Gunther. He thought about a three-pointer, shoots it, shot no good. Rebound by Wren. Wren puts up his shot. It's no good. He gets his own rebound. Back up for two, and it's good. So Wren on the scorebook tonight with his first 2 points. Cray with the basketball here to bring it up the floor for Mammoth Spring. Coach Godwin urging his team to get across the timeline. They finally do. Boddy with the ball, and he skips it across to Blake Rogers. Rogers going to drive down low near the baseline. Puts it up for two, and it's good. Blake Rogers on the scorebook tonight with his first 2 points. And he puts Mammoth Spring on the scoreboard. 4-2 now, our score. 4:19 to play in the first quarter. This could be a very physical game between two very good North Arkansas teams. Here we go with Melbourne on offense. Number 30, Gunther outside, going to try a three-pointer. His shot no good. Pulled down by number 23. That is Griffin. And the Bears will get it away, though. Boddy with it here. They drive down low. Boddy with it. Going to try to score his shot. No good, but he's fouled and will get two at the line. So with 3:59 to play in the first quarter, number 33, Sanders, fouls Boddy. And he'll go back to the line. He missed his two free throws he had just a few minutes ago. Again, 3:59 to play in the first quarter. Boddy's first one up on the way. He shoots it, and it's good. Boddy, with his first points tonight, has a chance to tie it up here, locked in at four. Again, Boddy has another one coming here. He's with the basketball now, preparing for his shot. Second one up on the way, and it's good. So Boddy now with two. We're tied at four. Here we go with Melbourne. High power offense. They are very fast-paced as well, very dangerous, can score quick on you. Miller gives it over to number 22, Cooper. He pulls up a jump shot. It's no good, and it's going to be Bear basketball. 3:48 to play in the first quarter. Bears regain possession after an out-of-bounds shot there by number 22. Again, that's Cooper missing the shot for Melbourne. Boddy with the basketball here. Boddy needs some help. Picked up his dribble. Gives it over to Cray. Cray near the logo at mid-floor. He's going to have to watch his footing. Gives it over to Blake Rogers. He thought about the three, but gives it away to Nathaniel Rogers. Back over to Cray now. Cray outside. Coach Godwin telling his kids to slow things down, take it easy on offense. They give it to a driving Gavin Boddy down low. A shot no good. Pulled away by number 23. That is Griffin here on offense now. Griffin with the basketball. He's off the key. Griffin drives inside, puts it up for two, and it's going to rim in. So a roll around the rim gives Melbourne 2 points. 6-4 now our score, 3:10 to play in the first quarter. Andrew Jones across the timeline with it here, gives it back over to Cray. Cray gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers back over to Cray. Cray back over to number 15, Gavin Boddy. Boddy gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers, back to Cray. Cray gives it down low to Gavin Boddy. Boddy thought about the layup, but it's going to roll out of bounds off the hands of a Melbourne defender. It'll be Bear basketball still. They'll pass it in under the basket here. More in line with the volleyball line more than anything, but on the baseline nonetheless. 2:51 to play in the first quarter. They'll give it in to Gavin Boddy. Boddy will shoot it, packed away by number 23, Griffin, and the Bears will retain possession, though, after a recovery there by number 5, Braden Cray. Cray with the basketball. He needs some help, and they're going to call a foul. Looks like a reach-in foul called on number... Well, the referee hadn't signaled yet. Number 30. That is Gunther, and that is his first foul of the game. 6-4 again, our score, 2:39 to play in the first quarter. Nathaniel Rogers going to give it in here to Cray. Back over to Nathaniel Rogers. Nathaniel Rogers dangerous from outside that three-point line. Gives it back over to Cray. Back to Boddy now. Boddy going to drive down low. He's going to fake him out. Puts it up for two, and it's good. Good shot there by Gavin Boddy. He's got four tonight. Here we go with Melbourne on offense. Tied up at 6. 2:22 to play in the first quarter. Cooper with the basketball. Cooper gives it over to number 30, Gunther. Gunther with it, gives it over to Miller. Miller gives it over to number 3, that's Wren. Wren drives inside, tried to get it outside to number 30, Gunther. He does so, and Gunther will keep it here. Gunther gives it over to Miller. He's going to try a three-pointer, and it's off the Springboks. Count it. Miller on the scorebook for his first one tonight. He's got 3 points. 9-6, our score. Boddy with him. Boddy coming up the floor. He needs some help. Picks up his dribble. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Gavin Boddy. Offensive foul called on Gavin Boddy. It'll be a turnover on the Mammoth Spring Bears. And Melbourne will get the basketball here. And what are we doing? We got a timeout. I don't know what we had there, but we're back in action. Melbourne, yeah, with the basketball, and Miller will bring it up the floor. Miller had a big three on offense just a moment ago. Miller at the top of the key. Miller setting up his play, and a timeout called by Melbourne. They want to talk things over. We're going to be back in 1 minute with more Bears basketball on the Ecom Sports Network. Correction, 30 seconds.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Again, we're back after the 30-second timeout here on K-Country 95. A good ball game so far. Mammoth Spring Bears and the Melbourne Bearcats, both good North Arkansas teams here playing it out in the Bear Den. 9-6 our score, 1:40 to play in the first quarter. Melbourne will get the basketball after the timeout called by their head coach. They've got four timeouts left, as well as the Mammoth Spring Bears. Again, Melbourne is on offense. Miller to start things out here. He'll call his play and set it up. Miller at the top of the key. Miller gives it in the corner to number 23. That is Griffin. Griffin dribbles out, puts up a shot, and he's going to get fouled. Correction, that was number 22, Cooper. He was fouled on the shot, going to get two at the line. That foul called on number 33. And number 33, that's Blake Rogers. And they have switched his number out. He used to be double zero. Now he's number 33, but that's his first foul of the game anyway. That shot up and good on the free throw attempt by number 22, Cooper. That's his first point of the night. He's got another one coming here. Cooper, his second shot up on the way, and it's no good. It'll rim out. But number 3, Wren, pulls down the rebound and then gets it stolen away by Gavin Boddy, but it's going to roll off the hands of Gavin Boddy. Will remain with Melbourne. And Coach Godwin says count that one as a turnover. Wren's going to pass in the basketball here. Wren gives it up to number 33. What a play set up there by Sanders. He had like four different defenders blocking all the defenders, or had four offensive men blocking out for him to shoot the three-point shot. And he misses it, and they got it down low for a shot. He's fouled and missed the basket. But see, number 3, Wren, is going to hit the line here. That foul called on number 33. That's Blake Rogers, his second of the game. And Wren's first shot up on the way, and it's no good. He's got one more coming here. 10-6 our score, and 1:16 to play in the first quarter. Wren's second shot up on the way, and it rolls around the rim and in. He's got 3 points tonight so far, 1:16 to play in the first quarter. Cray going to pass it up to Boddy. Boddy gives it back over to Cray. Gray going to bring it up the floor here. He finally gets across the timeline to Gavin Boddy. Boddy gives it over to Blake Rogers for three in the corner. No good. Pulled down by Andrew Jones. Put it back up and in on the offensive rebound. Andrew Jones with his first 2 points tonight. Bears trail by three now, 11-8. 54 seconds to play in the first quarter. Number 33, Sanders with the basketball. Sanders gives it over to Griffin. Griffin over to Gunther. Gunther gives it back to number 33, Griffin. Or Sanders, excuse me. Sanders with the basketball here again. 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. They give it over to number 23, Griffin. Griffin back over to number 33, Sanders. They're going to run out the clock here. 28 seconds to go. Clock is rolling. Again, 11-8 our score. Bears trail by three. Melbourne looking like they're going to hold for the last shot. Just sitting at the top of the key. 15 seconds to go now. And he is still standing up there at the logo. Mammoth fans shouting boring. And it's going to be stolen away by Andrew Jones. Sanders spent all that time doing not very much at the top of the key. They give it up to Garrett Odell, and it's blocked out of bounds. Not out of bounds. They're going to recover it, but at the horn, the shot no good. 11-8 our score. Mammoth fans wanted a foul on that one. Coach Godwin giving the official some heck about it, and they're not going to call anything. All right, we're back with your second quarter in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses for transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it easy. Best of all, going to Ozarka is affordable. Classes for spring semester begin January 18th, so apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. 11-8 our score. Melbourne with the basketball here. They get things going right out of the top of the horn. And let's see, number three trying to go inside. That was Wren, and he's going to walk, turn over the basketball. So Gavin Boddy going to pass it in here for Mammoth Spring. He gives it in to Cray. 7:54 to play in the second quarter. 11-8 our score. Back over to Cray. Cray crosses the timeline and gives it over to Boddy. Boddy at the top of the key. Boddy gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Cray. Now over to Garrett Odell. That's his name. Garrett Odell at the top of the key here. Gives it over to Boddy, and it's stolen away by number 30. Number 30, that's Gunther. Puts up a shot, no good. It's missed. Sanders pulls down the rebound, puts it up for two, and it's good. 13-8 our score, a 5-point lead for the Melbourne Bearcats. 7:23 to play in the second quarter. Andrew Jones with the basketball. Andrew gives it over to Boddy. Boddy at the top of the key gives it over to Cray. Cray at the top of the key. And he's gonna pick up his dribble. Nearly gets it stolen away there by Sanders. Cray gives it back over to Andrew Jones. Jones gives it to Cray. He's at the wing. Gray gets it over to Andrew Jones, and it's stolen away here by number 33, Sanders. Sanders and the corner gives it over to number 30. That's Gunther. Gunther at the top of the key gives it over to number 22. That's Cooper. Cooper skips it across to number 30. His shot no good, and it's pulled down by Andrew Jones. That was Gunther had the shot. Coach Godwin wanting a timeout. He's going to talk things over. 13-8 our score, 6:39 to play in the second quarter. We're back in 30 after this from the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. 6:39 to play in our second quarter. Bears trail it by 5, 13-8. And it'll be Bears on offense here. Cray will bring it up the floor. Cray gives it over to Boddy. Boddy will bring it across the timeline. Boddy at the top of the key. He picked up his dribble, gives it over to Cray. Cray at the top of the key, gives it down low to Andrew Jones. He's fighting for a layup. And what are they going to call here? He's got his hand up. Looks like they're going to call a foul. And it's going to be called on number 3, Wren, and that is his second foul of the game. 13-8 our score, 6:25 to play in the second quarter, and they're going to pass it in here. Nothing on the shot, and it looks like they fouled Andrew Jones down low, trying to get the ball away from him. Boddy going to go down low, count it, and a foul. They passed it right into Boddy. He was prepared at the block, and his shot is good. So Boddy with the and-one opportunity here can cut the lead of Melbourne to 2 with this shot here. They call that foul on number 33. That is Sanders, his second foul of the game. And Boddy again at the line here for a and-one opportunity. He can have 7 points after this shot. Boddy, his shot up on the way, and it's no good. Rims out. So here we go on offense with Melbourne. Griffin with it. Griffin at the top of the key. He drives down low near the block. Gives it over to number 22. That's Cooper. Cooper gives it over to number 10. He's just entered the game. That's Caraway. Caraway gives it over to number 30. Gunther. Gunther with it. Gives it. Tries to give it to number 23. That was Cooper, and it's nearly stolen away by the Bears. But a shot going to get off by number 30. That is Gunther. His shot no good. And Cray with the basketball here. He's going to have a foul. He's going to pick up a foul. No, he's not. Number 30 going to foul him. I thought they were going to call it offensive foul there real quick. But Gunther going to pick up the foul, and it's his second of the game. 13-10. Bears can tie it up here with this offensive possession. 5:59 to play in the second quarter. It'll be Nathaniel Rogers that passes in the basketball. He gives it to Cray. Back over to Rogers now. Nathaniel Rogers with it. He gives it over to Cray. Back over to Gavin Boddy now. Boddy, the best player on this team so far tonight. He's going to drive in again and get the and-one opportunity again. Count it and a foul. 13-12 now our score. Boddy with a chance to tie it up here. That foul called on number 30. That's Gunther. And that is his third foul tonight. So Gavin Boddy at the free throw line. He leads all scorers so far with 8 points. Has a chance to make it 9 here. Again, 13-12 our score. Gavin Boddy ties it up here with this shot. And we're knotted up at 13. And we've got some substitutions coming in here for Melbourne. Boddy with 9 points on the night. 13-13. We're knotted up with 5:50 to play in the second quarter. And here we go with Melbourne on offense. Number 12, that is Miller, comes across the timeline. Miller sets up his play, spacing his players apart. Miller picks up his dribble, needs some help. He gives it over to Caraway. Caraway gives it over to number 23, Griffin. Griffin gives it over to number 10, Caraway. Caraway back over to Griffin, back over to Caraway now. Caraway gives it over to Miller, back over to Caraway. He's near the wing. Bears doing good on defense so far. He gives it over to Caraway, deflected out of bounds by Nathaniel Rogers. Good defensive play to knock it out, and they'll have to pass it in here near the student section, and they're heckling over there. So number 10 with it here. He'll pass it in. Number 10, that is Caraway. Caraway will give it up to Miller. Miller near the logo at midfloor. Miller gives it over to number 23, Griffin. Griffin over to number 10. That's Caraway. Caraway back over to Miller, back over to Caraway. Caraway needs some help, gives it over to number 23. Griffin with it here. Griffin gives it over to number 22, Cooper, for 3, and it's good. It's a good offensive possession there by the Melbourne Bearcats. Good defense by the Mammoth Spring Bears. They just let the three-pointer fall open there, and that's how it works here in the Bear Den. And the Bears had the basketball on offense. They tried to pass it to Nathaniel Rogers. It's going to roll out of bounds for a turnover. Andrew Jones slid out of bounds to get that. Looks like he's going to have some floor burns after that one. Again, 16-13, our score, 4:51 to play in the second quarter. It is Melbourne basketball now. They'll give it in to number 23. That is Griffin. Griffin going to bring it up the floor. He comes across the timeline. Griffin gives it over to Caraway. Caraway over to number 33. That's Sanders. Sanders gives it back over to Griffin. Griffin over to Caraway. Caraway gives it down low to number 33. That is Sanders. He puts it up and in for two more. Again, 18-13, our score now, 4:25 to play in the second quarter. Sanders with his fourth point on the night. Cray with the basketball, 4:19 to play. Cray needs some help here at the top of the key. Cray trapped by number 33, Sanders. He just had the bucket on the other end. And they're going to call 5 seconds on Braden Cray. Coach Godwin not happy with that one. He's going to send in Garrett Odell to replace him. 18-13 our score. Bears trail it by 5, 4:10 to play in the second quarter. So number 23, Griffin, will bring the basketball up the floor. Griffin near the top of the key. Griffin skips it across to number 22. That is Cooper. He tries a layup. His shot no good. And they're going to call an over-the-back foul on number 33. That is Sanders, and it's his third foul of the game. Melbourne kind of entering foul trouble. Gunther as well has three fouls tonight. And number 33, Sanders going to sit down, and the Bears are in the bonus now. Just in the single bonus, it's a one-on-one shot here. They'll send Gavin Boddy to the line. Boddy, I think he is, I think he's 2-for-4 on free throws so far. He had the both and one opportunities, made those, and then had two free throws before and missed both of them. So, yeah, 2-and-4 on the stripe tonight. He's got another one coming here, maybe two. His first one up on the way, and it's no good. And Andrew Jones with the offensive rebound. Andrew Jones down at the baseline needs some help. It's tipped up in the air, and it's stolen away by number 22, Cooper. Cooper drives to the basket, puts it up for two, no good. And they're fighting for the ball, and Gavin Boddy pulls it down here. Boddy with the basketball for the Bears. And they're going to call a foul. Boddy is the one who drew the foul and will head to the line. That foul called on number 21. They called it on 12. I got my numbers mixed up. Foul called on Miller. That's his first one. 18-13, our score now. Boddy has a chance to add two more to it right here with the 1-1. Boddy at the free throw line. He has 9 points tonight. His first shot up on the way, and it's good. Boddy has one more coming here. He has 10 tonight. Have a chance to pull within three. 3:42 to play here in this first half. Another one coming here by Gavin Boddy. 18-14 our score. Got a chance to make it 15 here, and he does. Boddy now with 11 points tonight. Good performance by him so far. 3:39 to play in the second quarter. Number 10 will bring it up the floor. That's Caraway. Caraway will give it over to Miller. Miller gives it over to number 22, Cooper. Cooper gives it down low to number 23. That is Griffin, and his shot up and good from the layup. Griffin now has 4 points tonight. 20-15 our score. 3:22 to play. Boddy with the basketball. Boddy near the wing. Almost lost the basketball. Garrett Odell recovers. Odell gives it over to Andrew Jones. Jones back over to Boddy. Boddy with it here. Boddy gives it. Well, he was trying to give it to Garrett Odell. It gets pushed out of bounds. Looked like it went off the hand of Melbourne's defender, but they're going to say it went off the hands of the Mammoth Spring Bears, and the Bears will lose the basketball here on the turnover. So number 10, Caraway, will bring the basketball up the floor. Caraway gives it over to number 4. He's entered the game. Wyatt. Wyatt with it here. Wyatt will give it over to number 22. That's Cooper. Cooper gives it back over to Wyatt. Wyatt at the top of the key, drives inside, and they've called a foul here. Looks like it's going to go against the Bears. That foul called on number 10. That is Nathaniel Rogers and his first foul of the game. 2:49 to play in the second quarter, and it will be Melbourne basketball. Number 3 with the basketball. That is Wren. Wren gives it outside to number 22. That's Cooper. He tried a three-pointer. His shot no good and pulled down by Cray. And now the Bears are back on offense. Cray across the timeline. He's near midcourt. Gets closer to about the midway point of the floor. He gives it down low to Gavin Boddy. Boddy up for two, and it's good. Boddy now with 13 points tonight. An impressive performance. He has 13 of Mammoth's 17 points. 20-17 our score. 2:21 to play in the second quarter. Wyatt with the basketball. Wyatt gives it over to number 12, Miller. Miller drives down low. They're going to call a foul. Looks like it's going to be called on Blake Rogers, and that will be Blake's. If that's true, that's his third foul of the night. Now they're going to call that on number 15. That is Boddy, his second foul tonight. So number 23 with the basketball. Griffin. Griffin gives it over to Wyatt for a three. It doesn't even hit the rim. Bears will recover it. And here we go on offense again. Bears have a chance to tie it here. 20-17, our score, 2:04 to play in this first half. Cray with the basketball. Cray at the top of the key gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it down low to Cray, and that's Bonnie. It's going to roll out of bounds off the hands of Melbourne, and it will remain Bear basketball. Again, 1:56 to play here in the second quarter. 20-17, our score. They give it in down low to Gavin Bonney. He cut around. A great play there on offense. Bonney now with two more, and he has 15. 20-19, our score. 1:48 to play in the second quarter. Number four, Wyatt with the basketball. Wyatt gives it over to number 10, Caraway. Caraway gets it knocked away by Braden Cray, and the Bears get it. Cray slows things down here on offense. He comes across the timeline. Coach Godwin calls out his play. The Bears are setting it up right now. 1:32 to play in the second quarter. Andrew Jones with it. He gives it over to Gavin Bonney. Bonney drives down low outside to Blake Rogers. He's going to put up the three-pointer, and it's no good. And it's pulled down by number four, Wyatt, for Melbourne. He gets it up to number 22, Cooper. Cooper driving inside, off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Gavin Bonney. Nathaniel Rogers tried to knock it back into a Bears hand, but it's going to go out of bounds and remain Melbourne basketball. 20-19 again, our score. Bears trail it by one. 1:14 to play in the first half. Here we go. On offense for Melbourne, they're calling out their play, and they will give it to number 12, Miller. Miller thought about the three-pointer, gives it over to Wyatt. Wyatt outside here, he's going to drive inside near the block, puts up a two-pointer, it's no good. And pulled down here by Braden Cray, and they're going to call it over the back foul on number 10. That is Caraway, his first foul of the game. And Melbourne with 10 fouls tonight so far. And it'll send Braden Cray to the free throw line. This is his first attempt from the line tonight. Again, 20-19, our score, has a chance to take the lead here or tie it up anyway. And the Bears end the double bonus, so he has insured two shots as well. Cray, his first one up on the way. He's scoreless tonight. It's good. Now, we told you Cray would be questionable, but he's been out on the floor all night tonight, so the foot must not be bothering him that bad. Cray has another one coming here. Again, tied up at 20, 1:06 to play in the second quarter. Good first half here by both teams. And now Mammoth Spring has taken their first lead of the night, 21-20 with 1:05 to play in the second quarter. Griffin will bring it up the floor. He crosses the timeline. Griffin, a great player so far. He has four tonight. Griffin going to give it over to Wyatt. Wyatt going to give it in the corner to number three. That is Wren. Wren with the basketball here gives it over to Miller. Miller gives it outside to number 23. Griffin for a three-pointer. Shot no good. Pulled down by number 12, Miller. Miller going to drive inside. They're going to call a foul on Mammoth. Foul on the Bears. And that will send number 12, Miller, to the free throw line. And that foul called on number 10. That is Nathaniel Rogers, his second foul of the ballgame tonight. Bears now with 7 fouls in total. 41.6 seconds to play here in the second quarter. He's going to get two from, or it's an and, or one and one, and he pulls it down. Gavin Bonney does. It's going to roll out of bounds and going to be Bear basketball. Coach Godwin wanted a foul. He's not going to get it, but the one and one shot by number 12, Miller was no good. Bear basketball now. Cray with it. He's going to bring it up the floor slow. 37 seconds to go. Doesn't have a defender on him. He's got plenty of time to cross the timeline, which he finally does now. And now he's near the logo. Coach Godwin calls out his play. 27 seconds to play. And we're nearing halftime here in Mammoth Spring. Cray still with the basketball. He's guarded by number four. That's Wyatt. Down to 15 seconds to play now. They give it over to, looks like Gavin Bonney. Bonney with the basketball. He's picked up his dribble. He's needing some help. Bonney gives it over to Cray. Cray's driving inside. Gives it outside to Garrett O'Dell. Thought about the three-pointer. They're going to drive inside. Puts up a shot. No good. And at the horn, Melbourne had the basketball. They shoot it. It's no good. At the horn, the Bears lead it 21-20 at halftime. And we're going to step away. Well, hang on. Oh, my. We've got a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Bears at the horn. That foul called on number 10, Nathaniel Rogers, and that's his third foul. Coach Godwin not satisfied with that one. Number 23. I'm not sure they understand what they're doing. So number 23, Griffin, is at the line. He's going to get free throw shots for a foul that happened on the other end. I guess I wasn't paying attention to what happened. So he's got another one coming after this one. It's good. Griffin has five tonight. Mammoth fans not loving the call. So with this shot, Melbourne can take the lead into the locker room. And it's no good. We're tied up at 21 at halftime. We've got 8 minutes on the clock. We'll be back with some halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. We've got 6:25 until we are set to get underway for the third quarter. Taking a look at some halftime stats now. On the Melbourne Bearcats side of things, it looks like Griffin leads all score with 5 points. Lots of scores tied up for four. Sanders and Cooper tied for four in that second position. Tied for 3 points. Wren and Miller, they both have three, contributed six tonight. And Gunther with 2 points, and that makes up the 21 points on the side of the scoreboard for the Melbourne Bearcats. On the other side of the score sheet here for the Mammoth Spring Bears, Gavin Boddy, of course, leading all scorers. He has 15 points tonight. Blake Rogers and Andrew Jones, as well as Braden Cray, all tied for that second position with 2 points tonight. And that makes up the Mammoth Spring Bears, 21 points. 5:43 to go here until we're set for the third quarter. We're back with more Bears basketball in just a moment.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey gang, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains is under construction, and they need to make room for the heavy construction equipment. Come in, take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, and get great buys from nice guys.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
A proud supporter of Mammoth Springs School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart on your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Spring registration is open, so visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. We are at halftime, tied at 21. Bears had a one-point lead to take into the locker room, but number 10, Nathaniel Rogers, committed a foul to end the second quarter. So they scored one free throw, and that tied them up here at halftime. Again, 21-21 our score, 1:49 to play in the halftime here. Bears back out on the floor. Melbourne just coming out of the locker room. Looks like we got one of the kids hit a half-court shot. Pretty impressive by them. And we're going to have more Bears basketball. A minute 30 to go here in halftime. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. We've got about 27 seconds until we're set to get underway here in the third quarter. Tied at 21, and it was kind of a questionable situation there to end the half. Number 10, Nathaniel Rogers committed a foul there at the end of the second or first half, and that put Melbourne at the free throw line. They had two shots, and number 23, Griffin, made just one of them, and that tied them going into the locker room at halftime. We've got 8 minutes on the clock. Both teams are back on the floor, and let's see who it'll be. It'll be Bear basketball to get us underway here. They'll give it in to Braden Cray. Cray will come across the timeline. He gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers at the top of the key gives it back over to Cray. Cray at the top of the key. He drives inside near the free throw line, gives it outside to Blake Rogers. Blake Rogers back over to Cray. Now over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers back over to Cray. Cray thought about the three-pointer there. He's picked up by number 33. That is Sanders. Sanders gives it outside to Gavin Boddy. His three-pointer no good, and it's going to roll out of bounds and remain. No, it will not remain. It'll be... It'll be Melbourne basketball. Here we go. Number 33, Sanders, going to bring it across the timeline. Sanders gives it over to Miller. Miller back over to number 23. That's Griffin. Griffin at the top of the key. Griffin going to drive outside near the three-point line. Puts up a shot. Count it. And that puts him ahead by three. Griffin has 8 points tonight so far. Body comes across the timeline. Body. Let's see here. Body needing some help. He's picked up his dribble. He's trapped. Now he give it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Down low to Andrew Jones. He tried to throw it down low to him, and it's going to roll out of bounds. 7 minutes on the clock here in the third quarter. 23-21 to go. Or excuse me, I've got that mixed up all night. 23-21 our score. Bears trail it by two here. Number 33, Sanders, going to bring it across the timeline here for the Bearcats. Number 33, Sanders gives it over to number 23, Griffin. Griffin gives it over to Miller. Miller outside here, picked up by Braden Cray on defense from Mammoth Spring. Miller still with the basketball. It's pretty loud in here in the Bear Den. Miller with the basketball. Gives it over to number 23, Griffin. And Melbourne going to want to talk things over. A 30-second timeout on the floor. We're back with them in just a moment on the Ecom Sports Network after this from Community First Banking Company.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
23-21 our score here, and the band is playing over there. Pretty good by the Pep Band here in Mammoth Spring in the Bear Den. 6:38 again to play in our third quarter, and it will be Melbourne basketball after the timeout they called. They'll give it in to Sanders. Sanders going to hold the ball there. Please don't start that again in the first quarter. They held the ball for about 30 seconds into a minute. So now here we go with number 23, Griffin. He gets the basketball, pulls up a mid-range jump shot. It's no good. Pulled down by number 3, Wren. Wren going to drive inside, tries to put up a shot. It's off the glass, no good. And Gavin Boddy going to come out of there with the rebound and give it over to Andrew Jones. Now over to Braden Cray. So number 5 here, that is Braden Cray controlling things on offense for the Mammoth Spring Bears. He said he was questionable, but he hasn't been anyway. Andrew Jones going to try a three-pointer from the corner off the quick handoff by number 5, Braden Cray. And, wow, what a play there by Mammoth Spring on offense. Jones has 5 tonight. Down on offense for the Melbourne Bearcats. It's going to roll out of bounds. It was either Gavin Boddy, Braden Cray, who had a hand on that one. It rolled out of bounds anyway. Bear basketball now. So now here we go on offense with Mammoth Spring. They have a one-point lead, 24-23, 5:41 to play in the third quarter. Blake Rogers with the basketball, gives it over to Cray. He drives down low. What are they going to call here? They call an offensive foul on Braden Cray. That's only Braden's first foul of the game, though. It is a turnover on offense for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Anyway, like we were discussing, Braden Cray was listed questionable on the starting lineups tonight, but he's played almost the entire game, so the ankle can't be bothering him that much, and he's played pretty well so far. He does have only 2 points, but has been the ball controller for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Then on the offensive end for the Melbourne Bearcats, number 33, that is Sanders, tried a three-point attempt. They get the offensive rebound, and now they call a foul on number 5, Braden Cray, and that's his second one of the game. Again, 24-23, our score, 5:21 to play in the third quarter. And it will be Melbourne passing it in here. They give it up to number 23. That is Griffin. His shot no good. And he's fouled, though. Don't know if that was after the play or if it was on the shot. I think they're going to call it on the shot. And, pardon me, that was number 3 with the shot there. He's going to go to the line. He's going to get 2 free throws as well. That foul called on number 33, Blake Rogers. That is his 3rd foul tonight. He's going to have to be really careful here with only 5:17 remaining in the third quarter. So Wren heads to the line for Melbourne. His shot, first one up and good. No good. It rimmed out there. He's got another one coming, though. Got a chance to tie it up here. That shot no good as well. Andrew Jones pulls it down. Jones gives it over to Boddy. Boddy gives it over to the corner. That's where Odell is standing. Cray Now over to Blake Rogers again. Rogers at the top of the key here. Coach Godwin calling out his play. Bears setting it up right now. Body with the basketball. Gives it over to Cray. Cray back over to Odell. He thought about the three-pointer. Picks up his dribble. Gives it back over to Cray. Now over to Blake Rogers. Blake Rogers going to give it back over to Cray. 4:50 to play in the third quarter. Cray still with the basketball. Gives it over to, see, that is number 33, Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it outside to Odell. Odell puts up a three-pointer. No good. And pulled down by Wren. Now here we go with Melbourne on offense. Wren going to push it down the floor. Gives it outside to number 30. Number 30, that is Gunther. He's going to drive inside, and he traveled. And it's going to be a turnover on offense for the Melbourne Bearcats. So 4:35 to play in the third quarter. Garrett Odell going to sub out here as looks like Andrew Jones has re-entered the game. Cray with the basketball here. Cray gives it over to, tried to give it over to Body, but it's stolen away by number 2. Excuse me, that's number 12. That is Miller. And he's going to give it over to Wren for a three-pointer. His shot no good. And Andrew Jones pulls down the rebound here for Mammoth Spring. He gives it over to Body. Coach Godwin wants a timeout. And Coach Godwin's not going to get it. So it will remain Melbourne basketball. And Coach Godwin had his hand. I seen it. He had his hands out for a timeout. Ref was staring right at him. But it's going to be a turnover on the Bears. And ref's not going to call it. Griffin going to get the basketball. Griffin gives it back over to Miller. They're going to set up their play here. 4:09 to play in the third quarter. Bears with a one-point lead, 24-23. Miller drives toward the wing. He gives it outside to number 33. That is Sanders. Sanders gives it over to number 12. Miller back with it now. Miller at the top of the key. He drives inside near the free throw line. Puts up a two-pointer. No good. And it's pulled down by Blake Rogers for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Cray with it here. He's going to bring it up the floor. And now Melbourne back on that half-court trap they had in the first quarter that kind of bothered the Bears. Now Braden Cray throws it away. Number 33, Sanders with the basketball for Melbourne. He steals it away, tries a three-pointer, up and no good. Pulled down by Braden Cray with the rebound. Cray going to slow things down here, gives it over to Blake Rogers. They're now across the timeline, gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers, puts up a three off the rim, no good. And it's pulled down here by Melbourne. It'll be Wren that brings up the basketball. Now he gives it over to Miller for Melbourne. Miller across the timeline. He gives it over to number 33, Sanders. Now back over to Miller, across to number 23, Griffin. Griffin gives it over to, can't catch his number. It looks like Miller. Now gives it down low to Wren. Wren with the basketball. He needs some help. He's fouled down low by the Bears. And they're going to call that foul on number 5. That's Braden Cray, his third foul. He's picked those all up here in this third quarter. Melbourne with zero fouls on the second half so far, and Mammoth Spring with four. Again, 3:05 to play in the third quarter. Braden Cray going to take a seat, and here we go on offense for the Melbourne Bearcats. Number 33, Sanders tried a three-pointer. It's no good. Defensive rebound pulled down by Blake Rogers, and he gives it up to Gavin Body. Body at the corner. He pulls up a mid-range jump shot, just stepped inside the three-point line, count it, and now he has 17 tonight. 26-23, Bears lead it by three, 2:42 to play in the third quarter. We've got a good ball game, folks. Don't go anywhere. Miller with the basketball here outside. He's near the mid-court logo there, and Miller gives it over to Sanders. Sanders in the corner looking for somebody to give it to. He picks up his dribble, back over to Miller. Miller gives it over to number 22. That's Cooper. Cooper gives it back over to Miller. Back over to Cooper. His shot no good down low, and it's pulled away by Blake Rogers. Rogers with it. Gives it over to Body. He'll bring it up the floor at the top of the key. Body gives it over to Odell. Back over to Body now in the corner. He drives along the baseline. Stepped out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover. Unless if they called a foul there to shove him out of bounds. And it looks like they will call that a foul on number 30. If that is true, Gunther with his fourth foul tonight with 2:08 to play here in the third quarter. And they're not going to take him out either. So here we go with Mammoth Spring Bears on offense. Blake Rogers with the basketball. Rogers gives it in the corner to Nathaniel Rogers. He gives it over to Odell. Odell trying to get it to Body. He dribbles around. Odell looking for somebody to give it to. Odell drives inside, puts his shot up, no good. Gives it down low to, that is Blake Rogers. His shot is good, and he has four tonight. 28-23 now our score. 23, Griffin with it. He's going to try a long three-pointer, no good. And it's pulled down by Andrew Jones. 1:42 to play now in the third quarter. Body with the basketball. Coach telling his kids to get down the floor and get ready on offense because they're going to set something up here. Body with the basketball at the top of the key. Drives inside. He puts it outside. Nathaniel Rogers for three, and it rimmed out. I thought it was going to go in. Now 1:25 to play in the third quarter. From a baseline to baseline, Gunther puts it up for two, and it's good. He has four tonight. And the Bears now back on offense. 28-25 our score. Body with the basketball. Gives it back over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it back to Body. He's near the wing, and he needs some help, and now he's fouled. Foul called on Melbourne. I think it's number 33. If that's true, that is Sanders and his fourth foul. So we may have some foul trouble here for the Melbourne Bearcats. That foul is on number 33. That is Sanders and his fourth foul tonight. Looks like number 10 going to check in for number 12, Miller. We've got Caraway checking in for Miller from Melbourne. Also have number 4, that is Wyatt, checking in for number 33, Sanders. He's going to take a seat on the bench. Again, 28-25, our score, 109 to play in the third quarter. It's going to be a pass directly into Gavin Body. Count it. A good call there by Seth Godwin to get the Bears back on the scoreboard and running. 30-25 now. Bears lead it by 5. 58 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's going to be number 10. That's Caraway with the basketball. Caraway gives it over to number 23. That's Griffin. And now we've got a foul called on the Bears. That foul call going to be on number 30 for the Bears. And trying to find out who number 30 is. They don't have a 30 on the roster, but anyway, we'll get back with you whenever we have that number. So it's number 10 with the basketball now, and he traveled with it. Number 10 traveled with the basketball. That is Caraway. Going to be a turnover on Melbourne, and it's going to be Bear basketball. Melbourne's coach just screaming out, why? Why would you do that? All right, so here we go. Bears on offense. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cray on the bench. Bears got to control the ball here safely. Cray is the ball controller for them. And now Nathaniel Rogers has the basketball. They give it in the corner to Blake Rogers. Now out to Gavin Body. Body drives down low, loses the basketball, stolen away by Wren. Wren going to push it down the floor. He's near the three-point line, drives inside near the block, and it's going to roll out of bounds and be Bear basketball. They're going to say that is Melbourne basketball, but he went up and shot the layup. I didn't see it touch a Mammoth defender, but I'm not on the end of the floor, so I can't see that well. 17.4 seconds to play in the third quarter, 30-25. It's Melbourne basketball now. They give it in to number 22. That is Cooper. Cooper, his shot no good, stolen away by Gavin Body. He's going to try to save it, but it's going to roll out of bounds here. Oh, my goodness. Blake Rogers trying to save the basketball. He took out three or four chairs, and it looks like he's all right, but my goodness, that was a scary play to go out of bounds there. And he appears to be okay. And we've got some discussion here on the floor. It's still going to be Melbourne basketball, but a good play there. All right, so Melbourne going to pass it in here, and it gets stolen away. Nathaniel Rogers with the basketball. Rogers puts up the three. No good. And Melbourne with it now as the horn sounds to end the third quarter. We've got a wild game in the Bear Den. Bears lead it 30-25. We're back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
So quite the wild finish to the third quarter. Blake Rogers tried to save the ball going out of bounds, and he knocked over multiple chairs on the Melbourne Bearcat bench. He's all right. He's going to play anyway. He didn't appear to be injured to me either. But we're back underway now with the fourth quarter. Melbourne with the basketball. It's going to be number 4, Wyatt, to start him out. He has it. Gives it over in the corner to number 32. Excuse me, that's number 23, Griffin. Griffin gives it over. Well, he's going to keep it here. Griffin at the top of the key. He's needing some help. Griffin tries to drive inside, back outside to Wyatt. Wyatt traveled with the basketball. Turnover on Melbourne, and we've got three subs checking in for the Bearcats. 7:40 to play in our fourth quarter. Got a good ball game going right now. Again, 30-25 our score. Bears lead it by five. Boddy will pass it in here to Nathaniel Rogers. Back over to Boddy. He'll bring it up the floor. And Melbourne's put back on that half-court trap. It's Blake Rogers with the basketball now, and he's trapped by three defenders. They're on the floor for it. Arrow possession pointing towards Mammoth Spring. And it'll be Bear basketball. Coach Godwin wanted a foul on that call, but looks like they're just going to come away with the jump ball call. And Coach Godwin going to call a timeout here. Timeout on the floor, we'll take it with them. We're back in 30 after this from the Mammoth Spring School District.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. 30-25 our score. It's a full minute timeout, and we're back after the 30-second timeout here on K-Country 95. I want to thank some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters helping you bring the ball game tonight. That includes the Cleary Funeral Home of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Forschler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated of Thayer. Also want to thank your Mammoth Spring Bear sponsors helping you bring the ball game all throughout the season. That includes Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, FNBC Community Bankers, and the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. Just some of the folks helping you bring basketball tonight on the Ecom Sports Network. We've got a good one brewing here in the Bear Den. 7:29 to play in the fourth quarter. Blake Rogers now with the basketball. Rogers gives it over to Odell. Odell with the basketball gives it over to Boddy. Boddy, best performance so far for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Boddy falls on the floor, but looks like Odell going to save the basketball. Odell gives it back to Boddy now. Boddy near the wing. He dribbles out near midcourt. And Bears set up their play. 7:08 to play in the fourth quarter. Boddy gives it over to Odell. Odell at the top of the key. He gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers with it here. Rogers gives it over to, they're trying to give it to Nathaniel Rogers, but it's stolen away by number 12, Miller. Miller going to drive inside, put up a shot. Shot no good, but he's going to get fouled and get two at the line. And that foul going to be called, let's see here, on number 33. That is Blake Rogers, his fourth foul tonight. Number 12, Miller is at the line here. He's got his first one up on the way, and it's good. Miller puts Melbourne. That's kind of a tongue twister there. He puts Melbourne within four, 30-26 now. He's got a chance to make it three here with this shot. The second one up on the way, and it's good. So Miller with 5 points tonight pulls Melbourne within three, 30-27 of the Mammoth Spring Bears, 6:53 to play in the fourth quarter. Braden Cray has re-entered the game, takes down Garrett Odell. Cray with the basketball here. Cray needing help. He comes across the timeline. Still needing help, trapped at the midcourt line. He gives it out to Boddy. Boddy going to drive inside, give it outside to Blake Rogers. He puts up a three, and it's good. Blake Rogers puts the Bears up by six now. Blake Rogers with 7 points tonight for the Bears. And Melbourne on the other end looks like number 30 going to drive all the way across the floor. Gunther's shot up and good, and he has six tonight. 6:22 to play in the fourth quarter. Boddy with it here. He needs some help, and he's trapped, and they're going to call a jump ball. Good job by the Melbourne defender to get in there. And the arrow points toward Mammoth. All right, so here we go. 6:17 to play in the fourth quarter. I thought they were going to overturn the call there. Arrow does possess Mammoth, but it should be Melbourne in my opinion, but I don't know that. But it is now anyway. Bear basketball anyway. So Braden Cray with it. He needs some help. Picks up the ball. And now Mammoth fans want to call number 12. That's Miller guarding Nathaniel Rogers hard. Cray with the basketball still. Cray guarded by number 33, Sanders. Now he needs some help. Gives it out to Blake Rogers. Blake Rogers near the logo at midfloor. Rogers with it. He needs some help now, and he gives it over to Braden Cray. Cray going to get fouled by number 33, and that is going to be Sanders' fifth foul. He will head to the bench. And it looks like number 22, Cooper, going to enter the ballgame here for Sanders after his fifth foul. 5:48 to play in the fourth quarter. 33-29 our score. Body will take the line. And I'm not sure why Body is at the line. Gray was the one that got fouled. I think they might have caught that as well. And what are we going to do here? All right, so I guess we're passing it in from the baseline. Bears are not in the bonus. That's what the confusion was. They sent Gavin Body to the line, but that didn't even make sense there. So anyway, it's going to be Bear basketball here, and a foul called on number. They're calling a double foul, I think. I'm not sure what just happened down there. I seen a shot go up by a Mammoth defender. It was Andrew Jones that shot the ball. He was fouled. He will head to the line. And number three fouled him. That was Wren, and that is his third foul tonight. But we also have another foul, and the ref indicated for a double foul, but I'm not quite sure it's not an intentional foul. So Andrew Jones going to for sure get two from the line right now. And now they're sorting it out, both coaches and all three officials at the score table. And I'm not sure who they're going to call it on. Another foul called on number 23. Mammoth Spring does not have a 23, so that's called on Griffin. That is his first foul of the game. Also a foul called on Andrew Jones, and that is his second foul of the game. So it was correct. It was a double foul. Andrew Jones and Griffin, it looked like they may have got into a little bit of a scuffle there. But so now Andrew Jones for sure going to get his two shots. The other official pointed toward the sideline like they're going to pass it in. Andrew Jones is at the line. This is Furman said here. He's going to get two for sure shots from the free throw line. And I think the double foul cancel each other out. It just adds a foul to both of those players' names. Andrew Jones' first shot rolls around the rim and it goes in. He has 6 points tonight. He's got another one coming here. Again, 34-29 our score. He's got a chance to jump it out to six here. 5:47 to play in the fourth quarter. Andrew Jones' second one at the line. It's up on the way. And it is no good off the rim. And they're going to call something here. And that's what the official was pointing at. I don't understand that. The official going to pause the game here after Melbourne had already got the defensive rebound and were headed back on offense. They're going to make him pass in the ball here at midcourt after that double foul. Anyway, so after they pass in the ball here, hopefully we have all these issues from the double foul sorted out. And now the ref is explaining what's happening to a bystander in the stands. So here we go on offense. Miller with the basketball back underway finally in Mammoth Spring. 5:44 to play in the fourth quarter. It'll be Griffin with the basketball. Griffin gives it over to number 30, Gunther. Gunther gives it over to Miller. Back over to Gunther. Now Miller going to put up a three on the way, and it's no good. Pulled down by number 22. That was a hard foul. That was Cooper that got fouled. He'll head to the line after a layup attempt. And they're going to call that foul on number five. That is Braden Cray, his fourth foul tonight. He's got to be really careful or he's going to be out of this ballgame. 5:32 to play in the fourth quarter. And they have ejected a fan in the stands. And we are back underway in the spring. Oh, my Lord. So Cooper's at the free throw line here. A fan ejected. And it looked like a Mammoth banner. He's sitting on the Mammoth side anyway. But it's going to be number 22, Cooper. He gets his first shot up and good. He's got five tonight. Another one on the way. 5:32 again to play in the fourth quarter. 34-30 to play, or 34-30 our score. Bears lead it by four. And now it's cut down to three. 22, let's see here. Cooper made his 6 point tonight. Bears back on offense. They give it up to Cray. Cray going to come across the timeline, give it to Andrew Jones. Now down to Gavin Body. Outside to Blake Rogers. Nathaniel Rogers hits the three-pointer with 5:18 to play in the fourth quarter. Here we go with Melbourne. I'm trying to mark Nathaniel Rogers here. That's his first 3 points of the game. And Melbourne back on offense. Bears lead it by six now, 37-31. And Melbourne again on offense, number 22, that is Cooper, going to try a two-point jump shot, no good. Nathaniel Rogers with a rebound here. He gives it over to Gavin Body, he's going to pull it up the floor, gives it over to Cray, back to Body now. Body outside. Body going to give it over to Cray. He's going to drive inside, pull it back outside that three-point line. Slow things down here on offense. Up-tempo offense so far for both of these teams. He gives it over to Andrew Jones. Now down to Gavin Body. He puts the shot up, and he's fouled. He's going to get two at the line. Melbourne fans don't like that one, but I mean, he got his hand slapped on the way to the basket. A foul called on number 23, Griffin. That is his second foul tonight. Griffin has had a great performance so far with only two fouls in the fourth quarter here with 4:41 to play. He's got 8 points as well and has contributed a lot on defense and has played clean, according to the officials. Gavin Body's first one is up on the way, and it's good. Body has 20 points tonight. An impressive performance by him. Body has another one coming here. Body dribbles at the free throw line. The second one up on the way, and it's good. I thought it was going to rim out there, but Gavin Body sinks it in. Here we go with the Melbourne Bearcats on offense. Miller with the basketball and gives it over to number 23, Griffin. Griffin with it. Griffin gives it down low to number 30. It's going to go off his hands, out of bounds. Gunther let it go off the top of his hands, out of bounds. Turnover on the Bearcats, and it'll be Bear basketball now. 8 points differential here at 39-31. Bears lead it. 4:24 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Braden Cray with the basketball here. He'll bring it up the floor, and now he loses it. Stolen by number 3, Wren, and we've got a player down on the floor for Melbourne. He gets back up and comes back down. He looks to be okay, but a three-point shot there by the number 30, or excuse me, yeah, that's number 30, Gunther, and his shot is good, and that puts Melbourne up by, or excuse me, that puts him within six now. 39-33 our score. Gavin Body with it, gets it taken away by number 30, Gunther. Now they're going to push it down the floor, and they're going to call a foul there on, I think it's called on Nathaniel Rogers, but I'm not sure of that one. This will be the 1-1. No, they call it foul on number 15, Gavin Body. That's only his third foul tonight. Only kind of shoved him down there at the free throw line. So he'll head to the free throw line now for the 1-1 opportunity. Again, that's number 30, Gunther. He's got four fouls tonight. Pretty impressive performance by him. Gunther has 6 points. His first free throw up on the way, and it's good. He has seven now. Got a chance to make it eight right here. 3:56 to play in our fourth quarter. We've got a good one right here, a good finish anyway. Stay where you're at. And his second shot, no good. And that is Blake Rogers pulling down the rebound. Rogers gives it over to number 15, Gavin Body. Body going to come across the timeline. And now he needs help. He's picked up his dribble, gives it over to Jones. Jones needs some help as well. He can dribble out of there, but he hasn't yet. Jones needs some help. Jones dribbles away and gives it over to Cray. Cray at the wing now. He dribbles back out toward the midcourt line. 3:34 to play in the fourth quarter. Gavin Body with the basketball here. Bears running a little clock. They give it over to Blake Rogers. Blake Rogers, he's needs some help now. He dribbles away, picks up his dribble, gives it back over. Well, now he's going to let the ball bounce, and it's stolen away by number 30. That is Gunther. He puts up a two-pointer, and it's good from down low. So the momentum has shifted a little bit in the favor of Melbourne. Bears still with a three-point lead. 3:16 to play in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 after this from Palace Drugstore.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Springs School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. Bears lead at 39-36 as we get back underway in the fourth quarter. 3:16 to go before our ball game is over. So Bears, I think, will be on offense here. They will. And Blake Rogers will have the basketball. And the momentum had kind of shifted there toward Melbourne, but Bears look to get back on track here. Cray gives it over to Body. Body back over to Cray. Cray going to bring it up here, and he's going to cross the timeline. Bears safe from that. They give it across to Body. Body near the three-point line. Drives inside near the block. Gives it down low to Gavin Body. They're going to call a charge. They do. Followed a charge on number 15, Gavin Boddy. Gavin Boddy has picked up a quick two fouls here, and that's his fourth foul already. 39-36, he's going to get... Well, he should have been getting free throws on that, but they're just going to give him the basketball. And here we go, 2:53, play on offense here, fourth quarter, and Miller with the basketball. Miller gives it over to number 23, Griffin. Griffin skips it across to number 30, Gunther. Gunther gives it over to number 23, Griffin. His shot no good, pulled down by Miller. Miller puts up a layup, no good, and it's number 3, Wren, pulls down the shot. His shot no good, gets his own rebound, back up for 2, and it's in. Back up for 2, and it's in, 39-38 now. Bears lead it by 1, 2:29 to play in the fourth quarter. Things getting a little chippy here in the Bear Den. Gray with the basketball. Gray needs some help. He comes across the timeline, gets it down to Blake. Rogers going to roll off his hands out of bounds, and that's a turnover on the Mammoth Spring Bears. 2:17 to play in the fourth quarter, 39-38. They're still with that one-point lead. Coach Godwin telling his kids, quit turning over the basketball. So Griffin will bring it up to 4 here for Melbourne. Griffin at the top of the key gives it over to number 30, and that is Gunther. Gunther gives it back over to Miller. Miller back over to number 23, Griffin. Griffin needs some help here. Griffin gives it in the corner to number 3, Wren. Wren back over to Gunther. Gunther gives it to Griffin, back to Gunther. Now Miller going to try a 3. It's on the way, no good. Pulled down by Andrew Jones for the Bears. They give it over to Gavin Boddy, back over to... Now that's Craig. Craig going to bring it up across the timeline, and Coach Godwin wants a timeout. Coach Godwin wants a timeout. Bears lead it by 1, 39-38. They've got the ball and the clock on their side, 1:41. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
39-38, our score out of the timeout called by senior boys head coach Seth Godwin. 1:41 to play in the fourth quarter. We've got a great ball game. Melbourne stormed back. They went on a 6-0 run, and that's where we sit at right now. They were at 39-32, our score. Bears let them go on a 6-0 run, and now they're within 1. And it's Bears on offense after the timeout. Again, 1:41 to play in our fourth quarter. Blake Rogers will pass in the basketball. And they've got their defense set up here for Melbourne. Pretty tight defense. Blake Rogers looking for somebody to get the ball into, and he gives it to Cray. Throws it way back in the backcourt, but he's going to recover it, does Cray. Cray gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Coach Godwin telling his kids, let's go. Gives it back over to Cray. Cray gives it to Boddy. Boddy drives down low. He can't shoot there. Gives it back to Cray. Cray at the free throw line needs some help. Gives it down low. Wide open. Andrew Jones for a jump shot, and it's good. Andrew Jones with 8 points tonight, and the Bears take a 3-point lead over Melbourne. We've got a good one here in Mammoth Spring, folks. Miller with the basketball. Miller gives it over to number 23, Griffin. Griffin back over to Miller at the top of the key. This place is electric right now. Number 30, gonna shoot a 3-pointer, tie it up at 41. Number 30, that is Gunther, has 12 tonight after that 3-pointer. Tied at 41, 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Cray with the basketball. Cray gives it over to Blake Rogers, down low now to Gavin Boddy. Count it on the layup. Boddy with 23 tonight. Now here we go with number 23, Griffin. Griffin gives it over to number 30. That's Gunther. Gunther gives it over to Miller. Miller back over to Gunther. Gunther at the top of the key, back over to Miller. Miller gives it back over to Gunther. Now over to number 23. That is Griffin. Griffin going to drive inside, guarded by Andrew Jones. Could have got a blocking call there, but it's going to roll out of bounds and be Bear basketball. 43-41, Bears lead it by 2. Excuse me, it's going to be Bears. Yes, it will be Bears basketball with 20.9 seconds to play, and they've got the 2-point lead. And if Bears can hold on here, might see a W in the future. They give it in to, let's see, that's Nathaniel Rogers. He's going to get fouled out of bounds with 17.8 seconds to play. He'll head to the free throw line and have a chance to increase the lead by 4. That foul called on number 10, that is Caraway, his second foul of the game. 17.8 seconds to play. These free throws are crucial here from Nathaniel Rogers. Can give the Bears a two-possession lead. And his first one, he's sitting at the free throw line. His first shot up on the way, and it's good. So that is, let's see, Nathaniel Rogers' fourth point. Got a chance to make it five here. To make a four-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Coach Godwin telling his boys get ready on defense because they'll be coming down the court. The second one up and good, and now it's a two-possession lead for the Bears. 17 seconds to go, 45-41 the score, and a timeout called by Melbourne. They want to talk things over. Coach Godwin celebrating with his boys there. But you got a little bit of time before you can do that. 14.5 seconds. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
So the 14.5 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Both teams left with just one timeout. 45-41 our score. Melbourne with the basketball here. Nathaniel Rogers put the Bears up by four, sinking two free throws after the foul. And again, 14.5 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Bear fans all across the stadium are on their feet. Again, Bears with a four-point lead, 45-41. And now they're cleaning up some sweat, it looks like, under the basket on Melbourne's end of the floor. And it looks like they've got it cleaned up. So we're set for basketball now with 14.5 seconds of suspension about to kill all these Bear fans here. Number 10 will pass it in. That is Caraway. He'll pass it in to number 23, Griffin. Griffin going to give it to number 30. That is Gunter for a three-pointer. His shot no good. Wren with the basketball. Goes up for two, and it's good. And they're going to call a timeout after the shot. 45-43 our score. Bears lead it by two. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are under construction here at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC and need to make room for all of this heavy equipment around here. So come on in and take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy a car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
Back here at the Bear Den, 45-43 our score. Bears lead it by two. Melbourne on the free throw, on the layup. They got it, and it was good. And now Mammoth Spring will try to get the ball in here on offense. They've got just 6 seconds, and the victory will be theirs, but they've got to get through this hardcore full-court trap. And they're going to call a foul here just as soon as they get the ball in. Gavin Boddy will head to the free throw line and shoot him for Mammoth Spring. 5.2 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. A foul called on number 23, Griffin. That's his third foul of the game. Again, 5.2 seconds to go here. Gavin Boddy can again make it a two-possession game. And now we've got a question on the floor again. It's the one-and-one shot. That is confirmed for Gavin Boddy here. Boddy with 23 points tonight has a chance to make it 25 here. First one up on the way, and it's good. Gavin Boddy, 24 points tonight, and he puts the Bears back in front by three. He's got one more coming here. Second one up on the way, and it's good. Boddy now with 25, puts the Bears up by 4 with 5.2 seconds to play. We've got a good one finished here. 23, Griffin with the basketball. He shoots a three-pointer from distance. Shot no good. Bears will come away with a victory. 47-43, the final. What a ball game we have had tonight. You know, the Bears kind of lost some of their confidence at the end of the second half, or at the end of the first half, end of the second quarter, and they finally regained it back there in the third quarter, and now they're singing, hey, 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 goodbye to Melbourne to end the game. Oh, man, what a ball game. 47-43 our score. Bears win it by 4. We're back with postgame stats in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
A proud supporter of Mammoth Springs School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
Welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. The Bears pick up a win, 47-43, in a great ball game tonight. Taking a look at some post-game stats here. Gunther had 12 points on the night, number 30. He was the leading scorer there. Other leading scorer includes Griffin, number 23. He had 8 points on the night. Wren had 7. Cooper finished with 6. Sanders had 4, and Miller had 5. Now looking at the Mammoth Spring Bears side of things, kind of one-sided. Gavin Boddy had 25 points tonight, making up for at least half of the Bears' points. Jones trailed right behind him with 8 points for that spot. Blake Rogers had 7 tonight, and Nathaniel Rogers had, had 5 points to finish tonight. I know I'm missing a few points here on the Melbourne side of things, but they come up with 43 on their end. Mammoth Spring with 47. Bears come away with a win. We're going to talk with senior boys head coach Seth Godwin in just 2 minutes once he gets done in the locker room. We'll be back in just a moment on the Ecom Sports Network.